Beneath the surface of a typical North Coast tide pool, predatory sea stars and survival-driven sea snails engage in a slow-motion dance of life and death.
The sea stars release a chemical cue that the snails can respond to, so it's like they're smelling the sea stars nearby, and it's actually an even stronger cue if they've been feeding on the same species. So if other snails have been eaten by the sea star, then they respond even stronger. They will move very quickly to the side of tide pools and crawl out of the water, and this provides refuge because the sea stars tend not to follow or chase them out of the water to feed on them.
Brittany Jellison is a UC Davis researcher who is studying how that long-standing response by the abundant black turban snails may be changed as ocean acidification continues to increase.
We were interested in whether organisms that live in tide pools that experience pretty large fluctuations in seawater chemistry during tidal cycles have impairments in their behavior and how they respond to predators when you change the pH to lower levels that we expect in the future.
The snail's flight is an easy movement to recognize, she says, as it's quite different from their usual circular grazing patterns as they feed on algae on the rocks. And, Jellison says, a typical 1-centimeter-sized snail can hustle above the waterline faster than you might think.
They're only traveling maybe 20 centimeters. They can do that quite quickly, actually, which was surprising to me. Probably it would take them 5 minutes to get to the side and out of these pools.
They can't hide, it seems, but they can run. And Jellison adds just hunkering down within its shell is a less reliable survival strategy for the snail.
The way that sea stars feed on these snails is their stomach comes out and then it can go inside of the shell and they use digestive juices to break down the organism. It potentially can be an effective anti-predator strategy for snails, but depending on the size of the snail and the size of the sea star, it might not be as effective as just exiting the water.
But as the pH levels in ocean waters become lower and more acidic, not only are shells growing less durable, but Jellison says the biochemical trigger for the snail's flight response may be compromised.
They have a fairly simple neurological system. So we think that ocean acidification might be impairing their neurological activity.
Her ongoing research is examining how much difference there is as the pH of the water changes, using the upland tide pools along the Sonoma coast as natural test sites.
You have this pool of water that is not exchanging with the open ocean, and all of these living organisms in there. During the day, the plants and the algae are photosynthesizing, so you can get a really large rise in the pH. Whereas during the nighttime, we don't have those photosynthesizers doing that job, and so most of the organisms are just respiring, and that means they're releasing CO2, which can cause a really dramatic drop in the pH.
Daytime pH levels in these pools can rise to 8.7, she explains, while the overnight acidity drops to around 7.2. The baseline level in the open ocean these days lies in between at 8.1. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.